Good morning, this is Sheridan Sun Radio. It's time for your Monday news update. Donald Trump has until 3 p.m. to explain why his travel ban should be reinstated. The executive order banned people from predominantly Muslim countries and was signed on January 27th, but was overturned by Judge James Robart, who said the president had an unreviewable authority. Russian officials are demanding an apology today after Fox News host Bill O'Reilly made comments about Russian leader Vladimir Putin during an interview that was to be released during a Super Bowl pregame show. O'Reilly called Putin a killer when he started asking Donald Trump about his relationship with the Russian leader. Trump responded by saying, "There are a lot of killers. We've got a lot of killers. What do you think? Our country's so innocent?" The New England Patriots inched their way to an unprecedented overtime victory in Austin on Sunday, the first such win in Super Bowl history, with a 34-28 win after a two-yard touchdown by running back James White. It's a record-breaking victory not only for the Patriots, but for quarterback Tom Brady, who's the first NFL quarterback to win five Super Bowls. The first ever Super Bowl overtime began with the Patriots in possession after tense minutes and close calls. The Patriots finished their charge down the 75-yard line to clench the win. In other sports news, Broadway singer Amber Eman, who was cast in the national tour of Hamilton, flubbed her lines while she sang, "O Canada, we sing our hearts for thee," during an opening of a Toronto Raptors-Brooklyn Nets game. A Nets spokesperson has apologized for the mixed-up, citing prompter failures. In Canadian news, it's the sapphire anniversary for Queen Elizabeth II, who took the throne 65 years ago, back in 1952. She is Britain's longest-reigning monarch and overtook Victoria, her great-great-grandmother, in 2015. Freezing rain may be coming to Oakville on Tuesday morning, as it's expected to turn into rain by Tuesday afternoon. If you're traveling on Tuesday, please be careful and take extra precautions. That's all for now. This has been the Sheridan Sun Radio News Updates.